Somebody plows over a ditch full of bones that's in his field, or a pile full of bones that's in his field, and he continued plowing. The Chachamim did not institute Beis HaPras in this case. His field would not become a Beis HaPras. The reason being is the Chachamim only instituted Beis HaPras in such a case that he plowed over a grave, which is relatively common. A person would plow his field, and if there's a grave in his field, he would plow over the grave. But it's extremely uncommon that a person who has bones in his field would plow directly over the bones. So therefore, the Chachamim were not greater in this case, since it's an unusual case. And milsa de lo shchicha lo gazu barabbana, something which is uncommon, is not included in the gzera of the rabbana. Or somebody who has a kever in his field, he knows there's a grave in the field, but he does not know where the grave is located, and he went ahead and plowed his field. In such a case also, his field would not become a Beis HaPras. As in this case, there's a stake stake, a double down, as maybe he did not plow over the grave at all. And even if he did plow over the grave, maybe the macharesh of the plow did not drag a bone from the mate. So since there's a stake stake, a double down, the Chachamim were not greater that his field would become a Beis HaPras. Osha nimsa bakhever, or somebody who plowed his field, and only after he plowed his field, he discovered that there was a grave in the field and that he had plowed over the grave. In such a case, also, the Chachamim were not greater that his field would become a Beis HaPras. The reason being, is that which the Chachamim instituted, that somebody who plowed over a grave up to 100 amos becomes a Beis HaPras, that's a knot, the penalty that the Chachamim penalized the person who plowed over the grave. The Chachamim does not want that people should plow over graves. So therefore, the Chachamim penalized the person and said that maybe the plow dragged the bone from the maze. And it's unlikely that, in fact, the plow did drag a bone from the maze. But the Chachamim penalized the person, since the Chachamim do not want that people should plow over graves. But in this case, that the person was unaware that he was plowing over a grave. He only discovered that there was a grave in the field after he plowed the field. In such a case, the Chachamim did not knock the person, since he did not do so intentionally. Hachayr sheshe'ina shalom. Somebody who plowed a field that does not belong to him. His friend had a grave in his field, and a person entered his friend's field and plowed his friend's field, and in the process plowed over the grave. In such a case, that field would not become a Beis HaPras. As we just said, that which the Chachamim said, that if you plow over a grave, your field becomes a Beis HaPras, that's a knas, it's a penalty. But in this case, that the owner of the field was not the one that plowed the field, the Chachamim did not knas him, the Chachamim did not have a need to penalize him, since he did not plow the field himself. So too, a guy that has a kever in his field, and the guy plowed his field, the Chachamim were not greater that the field of the guy would become a Beis HaPras. The reason being is that the din of Beis HaPras does not apply even to kusim. Kusim are gerim that do not keep the Torah properly. So the Chachamim were not greater that a kusi who plows over a grave, that his field would become a Beis HaPras. The kusim do not listen to the Chachamim anyway. So most certainly, a guy who plows his field, that field would not become a Beis HaPras, even if he plowed over a grave. As if the Chachamim did not greater Beis HaPras by kusim who are gerim, certainly the Chachamim were not greater when a guy plows his field, that field would become a Beis HaPras. Two fields that are next to each other, and one field is higher than the other. For example, the two fields are on a mountain, and the upper field is a Beis HaPras. The upper field had a kever which was plowed over, so now the upper field is tame, it's metame b'mago b'masa, by touching and by carrying the soil. And the lower field is tahira. Shatvu gishamen min Beis HaPras li tahira. The rain swept some of the soil from the upper field, which was a Beis HaPras, into the lower field, which was Tahira. So now the lower field, which was Tahira, has soil from the Beis HaPras, which is Tamei. Afilu aduma, the hill be nuha. Even if the lower field had red soil, and the upper field had white soil, and the rain swept so much of the soil from the upper field into the lower field, that the lower field now looks white, as the soil from the upper field had totally covered the soil from the lower field. O levana behid be nuha. Ain oisa oisa Beis HaPras. Or if the lower field had white soil, and now the rain swept so much of the soil from the upper field that the soil of the upper field, which was red, has now reddened the soil of the lower field, as so much of the soil from the upper field was swept down to the lower field that the lower field now looks all red from the soil of the upper field. Even so, the lower field does not become a base of crops. Even though it now contains soil from the upper field, that soil would not be metame b'mago b'masa. Even though that soil, while was still in the upper field, was metame b'mago b'masa. That is, again, that soil from a base of crops is metame b'mago b'masa. Now that it was swept into the lower field, it would no longer be metame b'mago b'masa. The reason being, that which a chacham were good, that the soil of a base of crops is metame. That's only if that soil is still in its original state, it's still clods of soil. But now that it has become loose soil, the chacham will no longer gozer that the soil is metame b'mago b'masa. The chacham will only gozer that the soil is metame b'mago b'masa while it's in its original state.